This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. In Stone County Circuit Court, Judge John Dan Kemp has accepted negotiated pleas of guilty in five cases. Court records show 20-year-old Michael Frank Leon entered that plea on a theft charge and was fined $2,500 plus restitution. He was also placed on 5 years probation and given credit for serving 105 days in jail. 33-year-old Buddy John Brock entered the negotiated guilty plea on eight felonies, including kidnapping, first-degree terroristic threatening, and violation of the hot check laws. Among them, Brock was ordered to pay various court costs and restitution of just over $2,600. He was also placed on 5 years probation. 22-year-old Jeffrey Scott King entered that negotiated plea on charges of delivery of marijuana, criminal trespass, and criminal mischief. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison, fined $1,500 plus court costs. Another negotiated guilty plea involved the felonies committed by 37-year-old Jonathan R. Burns. He pleaded guilty to possessing the controlled substance Xanax, possession with intent to sell marijuana, and DWI third offense. Burns was fined $2,500 plus court cost and given 3 years probation. And 43-year-old Timothy Roy Sunby pleaded guilty to breaking and entering and theft. He was given a 3-year suspended sentence on the breaking and entering plus a 12-month suspended sentence on the theft charge. Sunby was also fined $1,000 plus court cost in order to pay $100 restitution. Elsewhere in the news, a Newport man was killed yesterday afternoon in a one-vehicle accident near the Garfield and Highway 224 intersection at Newport. City Police Officer Chris McClellan said 69-year-old Donald G. Davis of Garfield Street was westbound on 224 when his Oldsmobile left the roadway, went into a ditch, rolled over twice, came to rest at the intersection. Officer McClellan said the roadway was dry, the weather clear, and Davis was not wearing a seatbelt. And two Stone County brothers have been charged in circuit court on drug-related felonies. Prosecutors say it stems from the two growing marijuana for sale to others. Both are charged with manufacturing marijuana. 50-year-old Charles Clayton Bruce is also charged with possessing it with intent to deliver, possessing drug paraphernalia, and simultaneous possession of drugs and firearms. And 46-year-old Alan Jerome Bruce is also charged with possessing with intent to deliver marijuana and drug paraphernalia and being a felon in possession of a firearm. His court information also says he is a habitual offender. He's been placed on a $50,000 bond. His brother Charles has been placed on a $20,000 bond. Well, our information says there's good news coming Independence County's way. An announcement is expected from the state of Arkansas concerning economic development in the county. Independence County's Economic Development Committee and Director have been working with several prospects for location in the county of a company that will provide new and well-paying jobs. That announcement should come later today. More on day two than day one. Details in a moment.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
Arkansas lottery officials estimate they sold about $1.3 million worth of scratch-off tickets on the second day of sales, slightly higher than the estimate of $1.2 million in sales on Monday, when tickets first went on sale. And Centennial Bank in Mountain View is part of the Home BancShares family of banks with assets exceeding $2.5 billion. Centennial has been a part of the Mountain View community for almost 100 years, many of those under the name of the Bank of Mountain View. Tomorrow, Centennial Bank in Mountain View will hold its Fall Customer Appreciation Celebration. What also makes Friday significant is the fact that Centennial ranks number one in the entire nation in tangible common equity ratio for public banks with $500 million or more in assets. Now, what does that mean? Well, the chief executive officer, Johnny Allison, explains.
Do you remember when the banks did the big stress test? They were doing Bank America, they had to have 3%, and they were doing Wells Fargo, and they had to maintain a 3% ratio. That's the ratio. Those big banks tried to get in at 3%, and we're at 13.3. So quadruple what the regulators were looking for out of the big banks. So
it points to your strength.
It points absolutely to our strength. When you see that in these kind of tough economic times, I'm 63, I've never seen in the past 12 months. I never seen a Lehman Brothers and a Bear Stearns and the bank failures that have happened and the business failures that have happened throughout the country and the upset in residential housing. I've never seen that kind of chaos. So for customers and shareholders to have the number one capital company in the United States, that's not Arkansas or the South, that's U.S., is something we're very proud of.
Holding company CEO of Centennial Bank, Johnny Allison. The bank celebration begins at 11 a.m. on Friday. This local and regional update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville, the bank with the same-day posting no matter the time of transaction. Gary B.